If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's Coffee Toppersfoam.com.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5%. Your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35 for 5% discount. Restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
This episode is brought to you by Lumen, a line of brilliant men's skincare solutions crafted especially for men who want to look and feel their brightest. Do you find yourself staring at those fine lines and dark circles in the mirror? Meet Lumen Skin's Dark Circle Defense Balm, a lightweight gel with caffeine to brighten and smooth skin, and lemon extract to cleanse and rejuvenate, evening out those dark spots. Try Lumen's Dark Circle Defense Balm for free. Visit lumenskin.com/Elvis for your trial. Say goodbye to the fine lines and under-eye bags, and hello to a refreshed you.
Today's Daily Highlight from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
You know, we have many great partners here at our show, including Dr. Christine Blaine.
Yes.
We're going to have on in just a second. Danielle had an opportunity to meet Dr. Christine Blaine. Of course, she brings us Blaine Plastic Surgery. They're in Huntington, Long Island and New York City. Mm-hmm. So anyway, sort of unrelated, but very related. It wasn't that long ago. Danielle went to, was at a dermatologist's office.
Okay? Yes.
And Danielle asked the dermatologist, there's this thing right here on my head, and I just don't know about it. And she's like, oh, no, you're fine. Mm-hmm. A lot of dermatologists are great at what they do, and a lot of them also, you know, not only do they keep us safe from skin cancers, this and that, but also dermatologists, you know, give us cosmetic changes we can do,
yeah,
you know, with Botox and this and that and all sorts of procedures. But there was someone else you went to, and that was Dr. Christine Blaine. She said, she's not a dermatologist, but she said, I don't think this thing looks good.
So,
right?
So actually, I had gone to another dermatologist. I had gone for several different places, and two times was told it was nothing. Third time, they sent it away and came back that it was basal cell carcinoma. And that's when I called Dr. Blaine, and I'm like, I think I need your help because they need to dig deeper to make sure they get everything out. And it's on my face. And I said, I would rather an expert who does surgery like this all the time help me out. And she's like, of course, come in. And she did her thing. We're still waiting for the pathology report to come
Correct.
Back, right? Yeah.
Correct.
So,
yes.
But yeah.
Well, Dr. Christine Blaine, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here.
Hi.
It's so weird to hear her first name because I just call her Dr. Blaine.
Yeah. Okay, and that's fine. Dr. Blaine. So Dr. Blaine, I mean, do you work in tandem with dermatologists a lot? Like, they will do a procedure, and then it's your turn to pick it up and then make sure everything looks nice and smooth and beautiful again?
Yes, that does happen a lot. There are also some dermatologists that do Mohs surgery, where they will actually cut out the lesion, and then they send the patient to me directly after, and I fix it from there. Or a lot of times they'll send me the patient directly and say, hey, it's on the face, why don't you excise it? Like we did
right.
with Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go.
Yep.
And I'm glad, I'm very happy that talking about skin cancer it's not being swept under the rug as much as it used to, right? I mean, it's a conversation people are having, and more celebrities are coming out saying, hey, you got to make sure you protect your skin because you're going to get this and this and this. And they will have to dig until they get to hell to get it all out of there, right? And so being a physician, being a doctor, a plastic surgeon, can you talk about the importance of us going to our dermatologist and getting checked out for anything and everything?
Yes. So first of all, the most important thing that anybody can do from when you're a child is protect yourself from the sun. There's a statistic that says there's over 30% of the population will have a basal cell by the time, you know, they're older because of sun exposure in youth. So it's very important to protect yourself. A lot of people like the way they feel when they're tan, but the UV rays are very harmful. So yes, you should get normal skin checks by your dermatologist. A lot of times people come to me and say, hey, do you do skin checks? I said, no, go to your dermatologist. If they find something, come back to me. Most of my practice is cosmetic. So there is the medical aspect of dermatology where you can go through your insurance, things like that, and then you come to us after.
Right.
And of course, when I was younger, what did I do? I went in tanning beds. We put baby oil on our skin because we didn't know. We cooked ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
And so now you pay the price. And now this is why I tell my kids who are out in the sun all day playing sports, it's not a joke. When mommy says, put the sunscreen on, she's not kidding. Put
it's
the
true.
Sunscreen on.
It's like we're big chickens with olive oil on our skin in the oven, you know?
Uh-huh.
And when I was a kid, is even before what you knew, Danielle, we would go to the lake and we would get so sunburned, I would blister. And I've got a white, very, very pale skin.
Yeah.
You know, and so I was setting myself up for possible issues later in life mm-hmm. when that happened to me. So if anyone's listening who used to get sunburned a lot
yep.
and had a lot of sunning as a kid, you really should be going to talk to your professionals.
And yesterday absolutely. I heard from many listeners who said thank you for this because they were going to make an appointment right away. But also, some of them, at least one or two, said, I kept telling my other half to get checked. They didn't listen to me, and now they have stage 4 melanoma. So if somebody sees something on you and they question it, get it checked. Even if you don't question it right away. You know what I mean? Go and just get it checked.
Well, another reason Dr. Blaine is here is because, well, you have stitches in your head.
I do.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm so excited to watch this.
And so
I'm so glad you're excited.
So we're going to have them yanked out.
Yanked.
Carefully removed.
It's not like the old days when you wanted a tooth removed, you tie a string to your tooth and run to the doorknob and slam the door closed.
Yeah, I do want to do that to my daughter right now because she has a tooth that's so loose, but I'm refraining.
Okay, yeah.
And by the way, do you see how straight my stitches are?
Yeah.
Because she did such a wonderful job. She actually told me she stitched inside first, mm-hmm. which I don't know how you do that, and then outside.
Yes.
Right?
Why through your mouth.
That? Yes.
Through your mouth and up to the head, to the skull.
I think when we did record the entire procedure, but
it was too bloody
they
to
said
post
it was
it.
Too grotesque to post, which I said,
we just posted pictures. That was it.
So if you actually saw what happens is when we remove the lesion, there is deeper tissue that should come together to give the strength layer. So the actual outside skin of the epidermis isn't really the strength layer. It's really the dermis, the deeper portion. Then that's what we stitch together and has permanent sutures in there. Well, they dissolve, so we don't have to take them out. So they're wow. absorbable. They go away over time, but the external ones on the epidermis, that's the ones we take out.
All right. Well, so before you start tugging on her stitches,
yeah.
I mean, Dr. Blaine, you do many other things as well. I know a lot of people. Gandhi had a question or two.
Oh, I sure do.
So like, what could we do if we visit you to make us look like Tyra Banks?
Wait, talk about the glow up facial that I had.
Oh, yeah. So there's so much, right? So I actually just opened a whole wellness and aesthetic center in addition to my practice and my surgery center because not everybody wants to come to me for surgery, right? But they do want to come and have things done. So we could talk for hours, but to start up, it's most important, like we said, get your skin checked, but then also do a good skin regimen with medical grade skincare, sunscreen, and then do things like Danielle did, like the glow up. It's where you can have some gentle laser treatments with some serum inducing, you know, it's called the Diamond Glow, where we do some dermabrasion, some you can have microneedling. There's so much that you could do to your skin that is good to get your skin looking healthy and hydrated. What questions do you have for me, Gandhi? Because everybody always has questions.
Okay. Oh man, where to start?
I told her you can do some stuff locally instead of putting you under nowadays.
Yes. That's what I'm interested in. So I've been talking about how I'm trying to get rid of my like 7th and 8th chins for a while now. So I wanted to do like a Kybella type of thing, but people see that just the exact reaction you just gave is sort of like eye roll, don't do that. There's a lot of bruising. It's not set that you can do it. Then Danielle comes back and tells me you can do like a chin lipo with just local anesthesia.
Yeah. So
go on.
Last week alone I did 7 surgeries, and 6 of them were under local anesthetic. I did back lipo. Ooh. I did 3 patients' chins. We did some arm lipo, some stomach lipo, everybody under local anesthetic. So we usually just give a little pain medication and maybe a little relaxation medication by mouth. Mm-hmm. And we inject fluid that has lidocaine to help the pain. And you're just very comfortable. We let you pick your own music. We have good conversation.
We can go together. We have 2-for-1.
You don't have an extra chin. This is my
I want to do my back. So I'll do the back while you do the chin.
Okay.
So Gonda, you do the chin. Danielle, you do the back. And I've got these lunch lady arms. So
they kind of, arms come out great.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do that?
Yeah.
3-for-1, baby. How much lipo can you get at one time?
How many gallons?
That's a great question. So there are limitations. So that is correct. We go by liters. The amount of fluid that you're supposed to remove is maximum amount is 5 liters in New York. There's different states. Some have different rules. But in New York, it's 5 liters. Because if you have a lot of fluid shifts in your body, it can cause problems with breathing, your heart, your lungs. Ooh. So you do have to be careful. So it's very important that if you do come in for liposuction that we don't do too much under local anesthetic because you tend to need a little bit more of that fluid and some of the fluid shifting. But overall, yes, there are limits, but chin lipo is very common to do under local anesthetic. We also tie this a lot with skin tightening devices, such as Renuvion or Body Tight, and they're radio frequency devices, and this is like the hot thing right now. Everybody wants to tighten their skin.
Yeah, I want to tighten my neck.
Yeah, so.
Okay, I have a question. I don't want to gross anyone out, but I just need answers. So once upon a time, I had a gastric surgery, a procedure done, the sleeve, mm-hmm. and I lost a lot of weight, right? Mm-hmm. And I ended up with the big chicken neck. I mean, it was a lot, and it needed to be removed. So I went to an incredible, incredible plastic surgeon in New York City, and he did my plastic surgery, and I came out looking really good. At the time, I looked great. So anyway, but now I have whiskers behind my ears when I never had them before. So did he literally pull my face behind my ears?
Yes. The skin. Yes. The long hair. Okay, so yes.
Now, did they take the ears off and put them back on? I'm trying to figure out how he got it. Because even my ear, like, you know, that not the earlobe, but the thing that goes over your ear hole.
Yeah.
No, it's furry too. Never was furry before. So you're saying skin that used to be on my chin is now behind my ear?
Well, not that far, but yeah. So when you do a facelift, you do dissect the plane, and then you pull the skin, and you will take out portion of the skin and tighten up. So yes, you do have part of your skin that may have been like more here, that's more along your ear now.
And now you got furry ear.
See,
and you have furry ear.
So when I get a haircut, my guy, he's like, dude. You have whiskers in places I've never seen before. I'm well, hey, you know, it was worth it. I enjoyed it. And I got to say, if you can get a procedure that's less invasive, like you're talking to Gandhi about, the lipo or whatever, look into it, you know?
I'm looking into
Absolutely.
It. I'm going to do it. I'm done with this chin. I'm sick of her.
I mean, you do obsess over your chin.
You do.
Because I don't see it when I'm just talking to like Danielle or one of you guys. If I take a picture of myself, I don't see it. These damn videos that we post from this studio have highlighted chins I didn't know were there. And I want them gone. Done.
She's serious. Oh,
she also does spider veins because, you know, we all have the little spider veins on our legs and stuff. And I have a couple. And so she's got a new thing now that she's... By the way, she tries things out on her husband a lot of times.
Actually, his stomach was just posted on our social media and on InMode social media because we did Morpheus, which is radio frequency with microneedling. And I had done some skin tightening to him. And it's a really nice result.
Yeah.
But it's crazy now because of all the weight loss medication. And I know you guys were talking a little bit about it earlier. We're seeing a lot of people coming that are either on the medication already or have finished their rounds of it or whatever and now are coming for more skin removal, things like this. So it's interesting because, Elvis, you had the bypass done, and that was the wave that happened for weight loss. But now it's all the medication, and we're seeing this uptick in these bigger surgeries again for big mommy makeovers, for removing all this excess skin.
Ooh, so that's the mommy makeover.
I want a big mommy makeover.
Yes, that's what she does. Wait, so in her new office in Huntington, she really does focus on moms taking care of themselves, which is a huge thing that nobody really was ever doing. And now it's, you know, time for a mommy makeover.
What is included in a mommy makeover? What all is that?
It's very specific to a patient, but most of the time people think of a mommy makeover as breasts and belly. Okay. But it can go on and on, and I'm on the radio, so there's some things I probably
like
can't
a vaginal
talk
rejuvenation,
about.
Yeah, something like
the tightness of your area. Sure. She
yes,
does
absolutely.
That.
I'll wait. Hold on, I may need one of those.
He's been wrecked.
So vaginal rejuvenation. We don't have to go too crazy on this, but I mean, how do you rejuvenate? It's just a tightening procedure, basically, or
so there are. Tightening procedures that you do with, again, radio frequency that you could do in mm-hmm. the office. That's no downtime. That's called the Empower, and you could come in for 4 treatments. Or you can do something. There's sometimes when people's, I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
You're talking about the inner or the outer?
So it's kind of outer, but okay. it's the skin there that can become
yes.
overgrown.
Sure.
And you actually can resect that. And this is something that can be very, Ooh. Very detrimental to runners, to athletes, because it can really cause pain. Ooh. So not only just for sports, but for intimacy, things like that. So it's very important. And it's something that a lot of people don't talk about because it's one of these topics that's tough to...
What about when I laugh, I pee a little? Can you do anything for that?
So that same thing, there's a muscle contraction device that you come in for, and it does tighten the muscle, and also the radio frequency will help the mucosa turn over and get tighter and more youthful. So, yeah.
Wow, there
we
you
got,
have it.
We have so many questions.
I we could do, be here for days.
But, you know, and we would be able to go on for days, but we do have to get your stitches out. Oh, yeah. It's getting kind of late. You had one more question, Gandhi?
Do you do BBLs?
I do.
Okay.
The reason why I hesitate with this, so BBL is Brazilian butt lift, mm-hmm. and that's when you take fat and you transfer it into the buttock to help either make it bigger or more rounded or more shapely.
So you can suck it out of your stomach and put it in your butt.
Yes.
Okay.
It's just one of these things that has a lot of negativity in the press because there have been a lot of deaths associated with BBLs done because if you fat graft inappropriately, meaning if you go too deep, it can get into a vessel and it can cause a fat embolism and people can die. And there's a lot of media about this. So if you are going to have a BBL, just, you know, obviously look in to make sure you have a board certified plastic surgeon. And this is super important because there's a lot of people out there that say they're cosmetic surgeons. They didn't go through the rigorous training we did. They didn't have to get into the residencies that had only 80 to 100 spots in the country Ooh. When you're coming out of med school, you know. So just be careful with anything. Look into the training and look into the certification of a surgeon. The American Board of Plastic Surgery is the only board that certifies plastic surgeons. So just be careful.
That's important.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, thank you for sharing that. All right, let's rip these things. Let's rip these stitches.
We got to trade.
Out of your head.
We got to trade seats because it's on the other side of my head.
All right.
Oh yes.
Well, let's do it.
Hold on.
All right. But again, if you're just turning us on, Dr. Christine Blaine. Dr. Blaine is here from Blaine Plastic Surgery, and she was the one that beautifully inserted these stitches into Daniel's head.
I think Daniel's stitches look cool.
I know, I like them. Because I feel like the Bride of Frankenstein or Sally from Jack and Sally.
Okay, well, there you go.
You know how much I love that stuff.
All right, so keep in mind, the reason why these stitches are there is a dermatologist removed a spot that looked very suspect. Mm-hmm. Turns out it was worthy of removal, right? I mean, you found out, you're waiting for the labs to come back, right?
It was definitely basal cell carcinoma, so it had to come off. Thankfully, it's one of the ones that, it's not melanoma, and carcinoma tends to stay in the spot but get bigger. And mm-hmm. so it did get a little bit bigger over time, but not much. So that when Dr. Blaine went in, she dug everything out, and then you have to send it away just to make sure you got all the borders. And if it comes back that it's still a little suspect, she'll need to go in again and do another procedure.
All right. Well,
here we go.
So Nate, as producer, thinks you should be doing your report while you're getting your stitches removed.
Where did I put my report?
It's right to your right.
Oh, you gave it to me. Okay.
Well, I know, but
I can't take off my glasses. I won't be able to see the report.
Okay, well, this is not going to work then.
This is going to be a mess.
All right, hold on. Let me see if I can do it like this.
Oh, God.
Now, Dr. Blaine, are we expecting lots of bleeding here?
I hope there's no bleeding.
Oh, please.
Yeah,
come on, guys.
Well, all right.
All right. Should I begin?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So you may feel a tugging sensation. Okay, is that okay. What they usually say?
Oh, we're doing the report? Hold on. I got to put the glasses. Hold on. I'm telling you, this is about to be a disaster.
Hold on. I got to put the glasses half on.
Oh, my God.
You're
crazy.
You look like a nerd that got
stuck in a locker. And then I got to shut one eye. Hold on.
So you got one eye shut. You got glasses on crooked. And you're getting stitches removed while you're doing your report.
Okay, hold on.
Why don't we just do the stitchers? The stitches. Okay, I mean, we really should just take your glasses off.
Okay.
I mean, it's not a heavy medical procedure, but it's a procedure. Maybe we should pay more attention to that than the report. Okay. Report you can do again. It's why do we have drum roll? Why is this going?
The stitches are coming out.
They're coming out.
Why not? But
a little tugging.
Oh wow. Oh.
All right.
Like little tugging. Okay. Nothing crazy.
All right.
Scotty B can't watch. Look at me. He has to look the other way.
Scotty gets very grossed out.
Oh. Scotty, come and look.
All right, how are we doing?
Good.
We can't make the surgeon laugh, you guys.
Right, exactly. This is a procedure.
She does.
She does.
Oh, sums up. How many were in there, by the way? How many stitches? Oh, she doesn't count.
Oh, she forgot to count.
I think our studio is the most hygienic place to be doing things like this.
No.
I have sterile instruments.
She does. She took them out of the she took the instruments out of the package. I watched her. And she did bring me something to put on it afterwards, and then like a scar cream that she said we should use.
No pills?
No pills. No pills to get your stitches taken out.
I have to fly with Danielle all the way to Miami. I can get her all pilled up.
That's great. Asleep. Are they out? They're out!
Is that out? Oh! Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, the stitches are out.
I love it. She did that so well and so easily she made me feel like I can do it.
Yeah.
Now, Dr. Blaine, come a little closer to the microphone. Yeah. How did you do in their stitch removal? Give yourself a nice grade. How'd you do it?
I think it was a 10.
Yeah, okay. You got a 10. All right. It's a 10. What did you put on now?
That's a 10 out of 10, not a 10 out of 100.
Oh.
Okay. what are you putting on?
This is just brown paper tape. It just helps to... Danielle's shaking.
Yeah, I am. I'm a little,
She's a little nervous.
You got to keep in mind, Dr. Blaine, we don't have this done every day, so even if it's a little procedure like this, we get nervous.
I don't need any bacitracin or anything on there? Okay, not right now.
No, I'm just going to put this on. So this was like a Steri-Strip.
Okay.
What was the stuff we used to use when we were kids? We called it monkey blood. What was that? It was like this red stuff you put on scars.
Bacurachrome.
We got monkey blood.
Wow. You never heard of it?
No.
Oh.
So this can just stay on for like a day, and then you can take it off. I just figured.
Okay. What do I do after I take this off? What's my next step?
Sunscreen.
Oh. Will there be scarring?
So anytime you cut the skin, there will be a scar. It's just obviously the way that it's stitched together and how minimal the scar will be. So I always tell my patients, it will get redder before it gets better. Over the next 4 to 6 weeks, it might look a little red. Using silicone sheeting or silicone scar gel is the best way to help the scar be as minimal as possible. Some people use Mederma. Mederma is onion extract, but people think it works.
What?
So it's fine. The only thing scientifically proven to work to help scars is silicone-based treatments. So other than that, sunscreen is the best thing for you.
Okay, and then if it scars and I want to get it fixed, do you do like a lasery thing later on down the line?
There are lasers that can...
Lasery thing.
That's
the medical term. Lasery thing. By the way, just let you know, there are men checking in on the text wondering if you can do male enhancement.
Oh. I knew this was going to come up. So, this is something that can be done.
Asking for a friend.
It's usually done with filler, which is like a Juvederm or a Galderma products, which are Restylane. So, yes, you can enhance that area with filler.
Do you suggest it?
It depends on who it is.
Okay, leave it at that.
How do you determine whether they're a candidate? Like, what's the,
They have a penis, Danielle.
No, but is there a minimum requirement?
Yeah, like, what if you're already at a good size and then
We're asking for scary.
No, asking
he's
for
a friend.
Scotty perked up like I've never seen him perk up again.
Seriously.
I mean, is that procedure picking up? I mean, are more and more men doing that?
There are more and more men doing all types of plastic surgery, which is phenomenal. But I think it just depends on on the person. There are some people that feel that it's something that really will help them in life, so that's fine. And that's the whole idea behind plastic surgery, is that if it makes you feel better and you feel more confident, then it's okay for you, as long as you're not going overboard. And I have no problems telling a patient no, mm-hmm. if I think that they're being what's the word I'm looking for?
Unrealistic
or something, or overboard,
right.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, Dr. Blaine, it's been great having you here. You are fabulous. Dr. Blaine from Blaine Plastic Surgery.
Yep. What's your Instagram again?
Blaine Plastic Surgery NY, because our first one, we got locked out of, and you can't ever recover anything from Instagram. So Blaine Plastic Surgery NY or Operation Beauty NY.
Excellent. Thank you for coming in. It's been an honor to have you here. And Danielle, you look stunning.
Beautiful.
You look gorgeous.